Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Brian Sturm's research at the School of Information and Library Science focuses on how people become immersed in what they hear and read. A professional storyteller, he established Story Squad, which encourages young children to read, assists older children with understanding the structure of a story, and helps older adults maintain their mental agility and imagination.
Since he first taught young campers in California, Dr. Sturm has seen how stories told can have an almost hypnotic effect on children. As a professional storyteller for nearly 25 years, he analyzes children's literature for what makes the best stories to tell.
Well, my research is geared around this whole sense of fascination or immersion. When people read a book and get totally lost in the narrative story, to the point that they don't hear the telephone ring or they don't hear someone call, that kind of intense focused attention is what intrigues me. For me, it doesn't really matter where it is, but my primary interest has been in storytelling because it happens there as well. Storytelling, reading, video games, theater experiences, listening to music. It happens this sort of light trance-like state in many different sort of information contexts. And so my goal has been to explore them in as many as I can, but with a real focus on this sense of what happens when people listen to a story. One of the things I've been noticing is that children in modern society are growing up increasingly hooked into technology, but they're also decreasingly exposed to the world of folklore. And the folk tales have survived for generations because they're really, really good stories. If you think about it, in an oral society, if a story isn't good and all it is told, then it isn't told anymore and it disappears. But for me, the interest is that they are, and they need to be told, and they need to be experienced, and children need to hear them.
Dr. Sturm goes into elementary schools in North Carolina with his literacy outreach program, which he calls the Story Squad, as an alternative to reading books.
And so they encounter them in the curriculum, oftentimes in third grade in North Carolina, but it's not extensive, and they tend to read them. They tend not to listen to them. And so my goal with Story Squad is to get folk tales heard again in as many different places as I can. And the literacy component of it is primarily for young children, to get it into the schools, to let children hear stories, experience stories. The stories that I share are stories that the children could go and then tell again to their parents or their friends or whatever. So there's a gift quality to folktale storytelling, to say, here's a great story, listen to it, enjoy it, and go retell it. So that's part of the literacy piece. So, I mean, you see the young kids plugged into their iPods or their iPads and their earbuds in, and so it's changing the way we interact with texts. Whether that's for good or ill, I'm not sure yet. I think the jury is still out, and we're going to have to explore that. I think we're currently exploring technologies because we can and not necessarily because we should, and we don't know the impact of these technologies, but that's been the case forever. I mean, when books were invented, the oral performers were saying, oh, this is going to kill memory and it's going to be awful. And Aristotle was up in arms.
With his Story Squad, Dr. Sturm has delivered more than 165 storytelling performances in local schools over the recent academic year.
The Story Squad is me and my students going out and performing. So the listeners are listeners, not active participants in that sense. I'm not training people out in the community to tell stories. I'm exposing them to stories and letting them listen. One of the things I found in one of the research studies I did in the school was that if in the storytelling performance you have the book with you and you show it to the children, then they go check it out. We found that the increase in circulation of the stories that we used in storytelling and showed the children was about 1,800% higher than the rest of the folktale collection in the library. Telling the story orally and then picking the book up and saying, go check it out in your library.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.